Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maron Yimiras Yishiyachu, with a schus, Chayach Hanabas, one of the Alpes Hashach of Yisrael, Yami Sarah, Dad of Ram, Yosef Tzu, Rabbi David of Ram, Yosef Tzvi, Benimaras and Miriam, Brachel Savavom and Seidem, Bechoy Yotzecha Letzeyem, the Gemara Meseches of Mitzia, Daf Chofayam Beis, says, V'omer Rabbi Adabar Zavd, Omer Rav Kol Safi Kinoch Lechafil Eit, Avim Lot Le'achzir. Any suffix, you know, if it's a suffix, if a person placed it there, lechatchili, you shouldn't take it, but if you take it, you shouldn't give it back. Rashi says, there's nobody giving a simon. Tosis asks on Rashi, what perish Rashi, the perish loyachsu, the lech, inish, the yav simna, kasha, the pshita, lech, serin. Rashi says a huge chiddush, that if you find an object, and it might be lost, it might not be, maybe it was placed there, you take it, you should not return it to somebody. Why? Because he doesn't give a simon. It's pashit. What's the chiddush b'chla? You don't know who the bialim is, of course. You don't give it back. Rashi later on, 37b, explains more. Vim ba'acher v'amar shaliyu v'simen ein anoysim b'leach z'ren o'shem ein o'shalav v'sof ha'bayim lov v'yav v'edim shenich sham fichan emnuch b'yad zeh ad sh'yav o'liyo. If somebody else comes and he says it's mine, he doesn't give a simen, don't give it back to him. Maybe it's not his. And in the end, the bialim are going to come. And they're going to bring edim that he put it there. And therefore, Yehemunach, let it remain there until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. So again, Pashut, somebody doesn't give a simon, why would you think you should give it to him? So when we pesach the Dishmaya, going through the Bishurim of Rain Rabbeinu HaGoyim Rabbi Avzat Sal, and it's just been fantastic. Many, many shiurim so far, Baruch Hashem, a series, and Oisi Gavein, Baruch Hashem. So, again, we are going to go to Darko Hashem, Arun of Rabbeinu Zatzal. The answer to explain Shita Sarashi, we already said in a previous shiur, talking about the gather of Hachzaras Avedil, Turmei Rabbeinu Tavias Ayin, the Kashi Pnei Oshun Ksubis, who asked Rabbi Shavas Avedil, why didn't he simonim? Tebuklei Shetavea Barai Vamotzi Shema. Why do you need to bring simanim by Aveda? Understand, Teveya, the one who's demanding, gets buried. He says, definitely mine. The might say, it's Shema. And according to Rav Gunnar of Yehuda, Rav Shema Bar Yadif, even though we pass the Rav Yechonu Menachem, Rav Shema Lav Bar Yadif, it's also Shere. Because they are the reason Lav Bar Yadif is because Zukim Mane B'cheskes Mare. But here, the might say, it's not Cheskes Mame. So Mele Lekuli Alma, Sayalik Mandiyamar Bar Yishem Bar Yadif, Sayalik Bar Yishem Bar Yadif. We should give it back to the guy who gives simanim. Either we should give it back to the guy who says it's definitely his. Because he's a Bari. And find there's only a Shem and he has no Cheskes Mamon. So we answered in that shiur that Gabi Yishev has made a special din of Adur Shechich Oysai. Chazal say, Darshay Umu Rama Yuenu Rama. Check him out to see, is he an imposter or is he not an imposter? Is he a liar or is he not a liar? There's a special din like that. So therefore, according to that, friend for the Kashi, the Pnei Yoshua. But to the din of Bar Yadif, we haven't from the kind of din of the Darsheum Rama Yulo. We haven't established that he's not a Rama. So what does it help us that Bar Yadif, we haven't established he's not a Rama? The din of Bar Yadav is not a Beil on the mice. So you just say, "Come inside, help us Tom Vinita." He has a better time. But here, it's not a matter of Tom Vinita; it's a matter of Darshayom Rama. You have to see if he's a Rama or not. And this dude's a Rama. This dude might be a Rama. We can't give it back to him. So if we don't say Bar Yadav, so according to this, it would appear that the Rashi holds that the din of Ad Dorosh is a din be'ofin shel Hashem v'saveda. Shem v'saveda rakim Darshayu inu Rama. It's a shayach rak be'ofin shel v'kaim din Hashem v'saveda. Shen ken kan, usafi kinua, shem debar ben bo siman, mustam lo ye lo edim al ze. So, it would appear that Rashi holds that the din of Ad Dorosh is a din in an oifen of Hashavas Aveda. That you should return the Aveda only if you are Darshehu in Rama. You should only return the Aveda if you've established that he's not a Rama. Here by Safek Yinuach, he's talking about there's no simon. In the stomach, he's not going to have Edom. And that's the reason why Debra Shembo Simon is called Debra Omeg Yisyaish. Like we see earlier on in the parak, Machok Sibai Rabbi Yeshua Midas, because afterwards, Nam Yisyaish Nan Emma. Because there's no Simon, Stamai, he's not going to have Adam's Yisyaish. So the mail of the Havamina is Shloshaich Lekayim B'Dabra Zedin HaShav HaSaveda. The Havamina is you're not going to be able to Mekayim HaShav HaSaveda. And there's no Din of Ad Rosh. When's there a Din of Ad Rosh? If you can be Mekayim the Din of HaShav HaSaveda. But here by Safek Yinuach, you can't be Mekayim HaShav HaSaveda. Because Ein Bo Simen, the stomach is not going to have Aden. And Mimele, you can't be Makayim the Din of HaShavas of Aden. Ah, so this isn't HaShavas of Aden there. So Mimele, there's no Din of Ad Rosh Hachicha. And therefore, Hadar Dinai, Kachol HaTorah, the Tzaycha, the Bari Zaycha. And that's why we'd have a Havamin. It could be Machshu the Aved, that is somebody who says that it's mine. And that doesn't get a Simen, it's at the Bari Adif. And therefore, if Adar Razat is telling us that he's not the Lord Yachzil, Mishon with the Shaliyah. Rashi explains Shemayin of Shalov Sofa Ba'am Lov of Yad Vem Shenich Hashem. But even as a Dabar Roch and Shiav Yedin, it's a very remote possibility that he's going to bring Edim. Nevertheless, since there is a possibility that he will bring Edim, that's enough. That's considered that he can be Mekayim the Din of Shavuos of Edim. Therefore, there's a Din of Ad Dorei Shechicha Yisrael Shitzarech Lidorei Shishayin Erlamai. Now, Kain Lo Amrinan Bazeh Dabar Yadif. So we don't say Bari Adif. Why don't we say Bari Adif? We don't say Bari Adif. Because it's Shaykh to be Mekayim and Dinah B'Shavas Aveda. And therefore there's no Drosh Hichichos at Tarsheh Rishen or Ramai. You weren't Mekayim at Tarsheh Rishen or Ramai. So we don't say Bari Adif. That's why we don't say Bari Adif. We call them Mavur Medivri Rashi. Shigama Maskana, the reason you don't give it back is maybe the Baal will bring Edim. But if we wouldn't choshish that the Baal will bring Edim, so you give it back to this guy who says it's mine. That's the hedge like we're saying in Rashi. Now Tosis didn't buy it. Tosis didn't accept this Rashi. Because maybe Tosis will answer the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, why we don't say Baruch Hashem and Bari Adif. Because Bari Adif is Shayich, only where the Tevei is the Baal Dover of the second person. Mashen can hear. He has no Tvi at all on the one who finds the object. Because the Chefetz doesn't belong to him definitely. His whole Tvi, his whole demand is on the object itself. Shalosh Shayich Lomar Bari Adif. You can't say Bari Adif. Why can't you say Bari Adif? We say Bari Adif for this is the second Baal Dover. Here there's no second Baal Dover. It's only him and the object. It's only the claimant and the object. And even though it's a Kavach Omer, Shem Chitov Yosef Shish Sofik Shem Gushaych Al HaChefetz. Abayin Omer the Bari Adif, Mikosh Ken Ech Hashem Vatsi Bevadeh Em LaShaychus Al HaChefetz. One second. If he's Toveh, even though there's a Sofik, in other words, Ruven's Toveh Shem. Even though this is Suffolk, maybe this object belongs to Shimon. Meaning, not in a case of Aveda, in a regular case, we have a Tevan and Nitba. So Reuven claims the object from Shimon, so you give it to Reuven because of Bari Adif. So Mikol Shekain, when the finder has no Shaykhs to it, you should give it to the claimant, to the Teveya. Nevertheless, the explanation is that that's Bari Adif. It's because Zochar didn't tire that he has with his friend. Because he has a better time than his friend has. And because of this, that Shaykh only wears Tfiyah on his friend. And he's didn't tire and it's with his friend. There we say, since he's Zochar didn't tire with his friend, and he's a better time, he's Zochar in the Chayfetz. And Hashem came over here, he's not Tfiyah at all on the Moitzim. There's no Din Tire with the Moitzim. And maybe that's not Shaykh all in him. But Bari Adif. Very odd if, say, you beat the other guy with this tiny, there's nobody to beat. So even if there's no Adrosh, you still don't say Bar Yadav. Because this Tosfos has a good kasha, suppose you shouldn't be machzir it, since the guy isn't giving a siman. Of course, they don't give it back to him. We don't care about his bar because there's no nitba here. There's no tovev and nitba that his time is a better time than the other guy. There is no other guy. And Rashi would hold that bar yadif is not just a sphere of inventory and bar yadif. It's a din mitzad etzim atayinu, from the time exact and the object, if there's no time against him, therefore Rashi holds. Then Gabe Avedi, the bar would be effective even if there's nothing to draw with anybody else with the mitzvah. Not that bari doesn't help. It's only because of the din of Adrosh, Rashi Om Raman. And therefore, with Dovashem Basim, where there's no din of Adrosh, you would think that you should give it to the guy who says it's mine inside bari Adif. Kamash Malan, no. Since there's a possibility that somebody's going to bring Eidim that it's his, it's going to be Shaya to have a Shavu Saveda. You have a Shavu Saveda over here. Normally, you don't give it back to the guy who claims that it's his. So that's stage one in our journey. And we'd like to explain the focus of Rashi Tosfos and Subas based on this episode, and that's our avodah for the next year. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.